Welcome to the third Mozo Media Music Podcast. I'm Harris, bringing you music and more as I orbit the globe in the Mozo Media Research Satellite. I really should be paying closer attention to my bubbling beakers, but right now, songs trump science. Even so, songs can still be geeky, as evidenced by this episode's first tune, Geek Patrol by the New Old Men.
A little thing I'm gonna lay down on you. It's a little story about some time I spent in a little motel. It's called the Del Monte. Dig it. Well, postcards from the old hotels, a drawer full with your name on every one. Wine stained and elliptical, bones from another time that now is done. See you sitting on a balcony, writing words to tease away the years. Well, I beat a Buick Skylark till the valves blew, honey. Have a day of passion. Never made it to L.A., ran out of money, honey, so I had to change my plans. Chicks on ecstasy, having sex by the motel pool. That's cool. Wine and women and sun, whiskey and champagne. Champagne, wine and wine. for the Wolverines. Johnny Utah Man, he's a surfer on TV. Well, everybody got the demons. Johnny drowned them in the beautiful fucking sea. I said the palace of depression and the Yonso and old Highway 66. Keep the train a rolling, honey, get your kicks.
Thank you.
just heard Cascade by Bay Area pianist Chris Connolly off of his CD Piano album, which just came out last month. You can buy Piano album at cdbaby.com, and you can hear more of his music at myspace.com/Chris Connolly Piano. Before Cascade, we heard The Del Monterre by White Mahatma. If you want to sample more of White Mahatma's demented Americana, his album The Sonoramic Commando is available at cdbaby.com. And the set started off with Geek Patrol, the new song by the New Old Men, available for download on the Mozo Media music site. All right, now let's get our lo-fi indie rock hats on with Self-Referential by Pookie.
Yeah. I was brokenhearted when I saw you making porno in the sink. I was brokenhearted when I saw you with your boyfriend in my sink. And the cameras must have made it all the better. For someone was paying you a lot of money. I was disappointed. I saw you making porno in the sink.
That passionate piece of hygienic outrage was Porno in the Sink by the Food and Drug Administration Orchestra. Before that, we heard Jimmy the Suit Jazz by JJ Sonic. And we started the set off with Self-Referential by the band Pookie, which you can grab at the Mozo Media music site. Now we pause in our musical travels to bring you the headlines your mother warned you about. The headlines from Subbrilliant News.
From around the world and throughout the hollowed out center of the earth, this is Subbrilliant News. I'm Greg Whitney. The Union of Caulkers, Bagmakers, Vampires, and Hedge Fund Manager Assistants, or UCBVHFMA, called for a general strike of all vampires if darker working conditions are not met. Organizers have been negotiating with several large businesses that employ significant numbers of vampires, but the talks broke down Friday. Spokesman Vladimir Hudson said, "Our members work in buildings with excessive light that is damaging and sometimes fatal. They are left to either attempt odd hours that conflict with co-workers' schedules or burden themselves with large coverings and dark cube nets." The UCBVHFMA wants special entrances from underground tunnels, protected hallways, away from large windows, and certain floors or work areas with standardized gloom lighting. Companies like IBM, Citigroup, and Pillsbury would face large workforce outages if the strike is held. That's an economic issue many of them don't want to face. But meeting the demands is also costly. A management negotiator said they are sympathetic, but tunnels are expensive, as is tinted glass. And in these troubled times, the best they can offer is company-issued parasols and flex scheduling. That's not good enough, according to the union, and the vampires have approved a strike deadline for next Wednesday if an agreement is not reached. President Barack Obama has been accused of plagiarizing from the speeches of Jimmy Carter. Historian Amy Grabhorn noticed the similarities during coverage of the president's speeches this past week at the G20 summit. She says the president speaks a lot about recession, energy crises, and helping automakers, themes straight out of the 1970s. Grabhorn thinks it's shameful that a smart man like Obama couldn't come up with fresh new problems for the Americans to face. Grabhorn has called for Congress to censure the president until such time as he can create original programs. She says, "It looks now like he wants to create a huge deficit. Again, I say, get original, Mr. President. We've seen that one before." And finally, spokesman Michael the Archangel announced that God would be back from vacation sometime mid-2010. The holy holiday began in September, right before the market crashes and the presidential elections in the United States. Michael said everyone thinks God is on his or her side during an election, so the best thing to do was just skip town. Michael denied that a large cash out of stocks to pay for the holiday may have contributed to the financial problems, noting that God doesn't play dice, nor does God play the stock market. That's Subbrilliant News. I'm Greg Whitney.
You can get more Subbrilliant News at www.subbrilliant.com/news. All right, time for Houston, Texas's Charlie Naked to take us for a little ride on Runaway Train.
You're my captain.
Thank you.
Okay, that sonic landscape was Intelligibles and Invisibles by Nux Vomica off the album Crowning of Nature. Before that, we heard Ticket to a Quasar, a new instrumental by Kitchen Sink. Before Kitchen Sink was Monkey Fun, the simian rompings of the Houston-based Ovejit. And we started that set off with Charlie Naked's Runaway Train off his album Oceans of Shattered Glass. That about wraps it up for this month's Mozo Media Music Podcast. Hey, please let us know what you think of the show. At the Mozo Media Music site, just click on the episode's name and you'll be taken to a page where you can leave a comment for us. We'd love to hear from you. Also, Mozo Media bands The New Old Men, Kitchen Sink, and The Masters of Poe are now on MySpace. If you're on MySpace too, throw a friend request their way. In the show notes of this episode, we'll put links to those MySpace pages, as well as links to the other artists we played. Visit mozomedia.com/music for all that goodness. Hey, thanks for listening, and I'll see you again in about a month.